أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فما لكم في المنافقين فئتين والله أركسهم بما كسبوا أتريدون أن تهدوا من أضل الله ومن يضلل الله فلن تجد له سبيلا صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 88 of Surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes back to the discussion of the munafiqeen. There were some that had come from Makkah Mukarramah to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah Tayyibah, and they had professed that they had brought iman in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They remained there for a while, and then after some time they took permission from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they needed to go back to Makkah for some of the business, to acquire the goods of business, etc. And in that way they left Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and never to return. So now among Sahaba there were those that believed that these people were Muslims, and there were others that said that these people were munafiqeen. So amongst the Sahaba, there were two groups of the Sahaba. One saying that these are Muslims, they are gone back. The others now decided that these people never had iman, and they professed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam falsely with regards to the iman. Also in Bukhari Sharif, there's one narration that at the time of the Battle of Uhud, the incident is famous, that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had left for the battle, then there was a group of munafiqeen that had left Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the pretext that they would not go out of the city and fight. And hence this also became an issue, that some began to say that they were Muslims and others said that they were munafiqeen. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses this issue, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَا لَكُمْ فِي الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِيَتَيْنَ, that what has happened with you with regards to the munafiqeen, that your discussion with regards to them, that you have become two groups. وَاللَّهُ أَرْكَسَهُمْ بِمَا كَسَبُوا, the truth of the matter is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had turned them over because of their deeds. The truth is this, that they never had iman in their hearts, and they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with a false claim, professing that they had iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's desire was of cleansing, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to cleanse the environment. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned them over. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had them returned. أَتُرِيدُونَ أَن تَهْدُوا مَنْ أَضَلَّ اللَّهُ, do you desire that you guide that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had deviated? That these people were so hard-hearted that they had come right into the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Coming into the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should have created an environment that would have brought about hidayat. It would have created the softness of heart. They should have accepted iman at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But all of that, their arrogance, their stubbornness, did not allow them to do all of that. And then, obviously then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seals their hearts, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then deviates them. After all of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sealed their hearts, and now you want to profess, or you want to claim that these people have brought iman. That is never possible. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلِ اللَّهِ, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deviates, that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why it happens, how it happens, then فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ سَبِيلًا, then you will not find a way for that person. In other words, there will be never a way where that person will be able to enter the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain hidayat at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So from here we learn that in these matters of iman, it is a matter of the heart. There are issues that we will never understand. There are issues that we will not know what is the true status and the condition of a person's heart. So those matters we will leave to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdi. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.